Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And before I go to my guest, Mr. Joe McNally from Charlottesville, West Virginia, he's a good friend and an award-winning journalist and radio personality. We worked together at a different radio station a while back. It's always great to have Joe McNally on. But before we go to Joe, we've got CJ, and I wanted to make sure that Joe got a chance to hear CJ. CJ, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Earl. I'd love to speak to your guest. I guess I had to respond when you said we need to pack the court now. We are a country of laws, and even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, do not pack the court. Don't end the filibuster. Abortion is not outlawed in our country. It's gone back to the states where it should have been.
Did you hear the state attorney general Wisconsin that I just had on as a guest?
And he's refusing to enforce laws.
Okay.
So he, like the rest of the DAs and attorney generals around the country that are Democratic, they pick and choose laws they're going to enforce. And it's seen in crime. It's seen everywhere. Even the new Supreme Court justice that's going to be sworn in today has been proven to be weak on crime and pick and choose laws. The problem is, we do, you know, I guess as far as abortion goes, Earl, have things that were in the 70s didn't exist until today. Have you seen an ultrasound of a baby at 16 weeks?
Listen, so I have children, so the answer is yes. And my children are all over 30, so that's not new technology. The answer is yes.
Well, it is from the 70s. So seeing a heartbeat, seeing them move, seeing them existing, and then I have, I guess, a hypothetical. Is it not true today when, let's say, a pregnant woman is killed or murdered, and she's, are they not charged with two murders?
So hold on, CJ. Joe, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. What a nice welcome you set up.
Yes. Joel, do you want to have a conversation with CJ?
Not very much, but I will say a couple things. This whole idea that people can just pick and choose what laws to follow, apparently the Supreme Court believes it can just pick and choose what civil rights and rights, constitutional rights, Americans should have. And it is only because of three totally lawless appointees to the court, joined by three more existing justices, including one, John Roberts, who pretends to be a moderate of some sort, who also voted to destroy the right of women to decide for themselves what to do with their own bodies, whether to give birth to children, how many children to give birth to. The Supreme Court just wiped out that right for women entirely, including how to live their lives, whether they should go to work and make money for their families, whether they should limit the size of their families so that they can afford to raise all those children. When you and I were very young, Earl, you know, many Catholic families had a strong religious belief against contraception.
That's correct.
And as a result, many Catholic families, you and I knew.
Large families.
Enormous family. We're talking 7, 8, 9 children sometimes. And that's not true anymore. Women have freedom in America now, or they did until last week. And that means they do not have to carry every pregnancy to birth. If they had to carry every pregnancy to birth, they would have many more children than they have now. The problems that CJ likes to talk about inflation or high prices or whatever that is, as if, you know, that's all Joe Biden's fault. You know, families all over America would be in dire straits if they all had given birth to every child every time a woman got pregnant. And that is just sick. It is sick that a Supreme Court would say that you no longer, as a woman, have any rights in America. You no longer, as a woman, can decide how to live your life. The state will decide how you should live your life. And every time you get pregnant, you have to carry that child 9 months and give birth. And then, you know, don't worry. You can always just throw it away or have it adopted or anything like that. But it's no big deal for a woman to carry a child for 9 months and give birth.
And then the government is not going to help.
Let me add one more thing to that. African-American women are far more likely to die in childbirth than white women are. We know that. And so if they have to give birth every time they get pregnant, they are very much more likely to die. The power over having rights in America and the power over whether to live and die in America, the Supreme Court has now said that's up to each individual state. No. The right to live your life in America and make decisions about your body, your public health, your health, whether to give birth to children, that is not up to the government to decide. That's up to each individual woman to decide, and her family, and her doctor. And just to say, CJ claiming that people are just willy-nilly breaking laws, the Supreme Court has just done that and wiped out a half a century of women having the right to make decisions about their own lives.
You know, Joe, the reason that I had CJ on is so people, because what he is saying is the other side of this equation. And people need to hear that because it's nonsensical, Joe. And they claim that it is,
and it's evil. It is evil. It is wiping out rights in America for every woman who lives. No, women, American women have never. Most women who get pregnant today have never lived in a country where the state could decide whether they're going to give birth or not, and whether they have to carry a child 9 months and give birth or not. Now they do. And to have each, even individual states decide that is even more appalling. That means in decent states run by Democrats who don't want to wipe out rights for women, they may be able to actually make decisions about their own lives. But in those totally red states, and Wisconsin is not a totally red state. It is actually a majority. A liberal state now, two-thirds of Wisconsin voters say that they support the right to abortion in all or most cases. And only one-third say that they oppose the right to abortion in every state, in every case, or in most cases. Where do the two-thirds that CJ belongs to get the right to tell the one-third
that they right.
belongs to? Get the right to tell two-thirds of Wisconsin women and their families what they can do with their lives. They just don't, and they should not have that, and we need to vote every Republican out of office, like CJ, who supports that.
You know, Joe, before we had you on, we had Josh Call, the state attorney general.
Yeah, he was doing exactly the right thing.
Yes, and so he explained exactly why he is not going to enforce those draconian laws.
And 1849 right. Wisconsin is going to be living in the 19th century before African Americans had any rights, before women had any rights, before most people who did not own property had any rights.
Joe,
only rich white men had rights.
And as the attorney general Carl stated, the Republicans aren't going to come back in session and say, oh, we better update this. They're going to leave it the way it is.
Of course they are.
I know.
Of course they are. And the only hope Wisconsin has is to reelect Tony Evers and reelect Josh Call, because they refuse to allow that to happen to the majority of women in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it really, Joe, is a part of some of the things you and I are going to be talking about, and at the root of all of these things going on in our society right now, Joe, is this split, this divide by folk who say, we know what's best for everybody, right?
Yeah, you have to follow our religion.
Yes.
They claim to be enforcing religious liberty in America. They're not. They're doing just the opposite. They are imposing their religion on everyone else in America. And that is a direct violation of freedom of religion. They are wiping out, among the other rights that they're wiping out in Wisconsin and in America, they are wiping out freedom of religion.
Yes.
Saying you have to follow our religion.
Yes.
And the Supreme Court says you have to follow their religion.
You know, Joe, man, you're at the root of all of it, right? And yet they, if they really understood that religion, they wouldn't be talking the way they're talking, because that's not the way Christ spoke, you know.
Well, you know, they say that they are not going to allow.
Joe, hold the thought. We got to go to a break. Joe, we got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Joe McNally, all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. And you know, Joe, I had a couple of callers on this morning, both claiming to be conservatives, Republicans, who want to tell me about what the Bible says. And I'm saying to them, part of what makes this nation what it is that you have a right to follow your religion,
absolutely,
but you don't have a right to force that on other people.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone who really thinks that abortion, well, what they define as abortion, when they say that life begins at the moment of conception.
Scientifically, that's not true.
Do they really even know what that means? Because we're talking about a cell that is smaller than the period at the end of a sentence.
Right.
And if they believe, you know, right after someone has sex, that is a person, that is a human being. I just don't, I, you know, you're allowed to believe that. You can believe anything as far as religion in America. You're allowed to believe that. And if you believe that, then you should act on it. And you know, if any time you get a woman pregnant, or some women even claim to believe that. But most logical people, I don't really honestly believe that. But you're allowed to believe anything, and you're allowed to act on it. But you certainly can't impose your extreme beliefs on others, and that is America. I mean, that is what the Constitution is set up to prevent. And the fact that these people who claim to be conservatives do want to throw out freedom of religion. They do want to throw out the constitutional right of women to make decisions about their own lives and their own health and their own health care and how many children to have in their families. I mean, when we are talking about all the economic problems of families today, and you know, one of the worst things I believe that the Republicans did over the past year was wipe out the child tax credit
right.
that every family in America received monthly checks to help with the raising of children in America. That made so much sense to me, and it existed in this country for 1 year under Joe Biden, and at the end of that year, Republicans refused to renew it, and Joe Manchin, one of the Democrats that we don't get along with because he doesn't believe in many things that other Democrats believe in, he prevented Democrats from renewing that for all time.
And
for families, which is exactly what, if you support children, if you support having more children, you certainly should be prepared in this country to help families all over America raise those children, because that for a year, that took an enormous number of children and their families out of poverty in America. And Republicans ended it after a single year because it was just abhorrent to them to actually help families in need. And that is criminal. If you actually believe that every pregnancy should lead to a childbirth, and we go back to those 7 and 8 and 9 children families, you definitely should support those families and allow families to have help raising those.
You know, Joe, everything you said is spot on. And here's another part of this. Your favorite Congresswoman, Lauren Boebert. From Colorado.
There are a bunch of them.
I know. This morning, she complains that she is tired of this separation of church and state junk. Far-right politician, Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, won a primary by nearly 30 points on Tuesday night. After calling for an end to the separation of church and state, Boebert, who has been a steadfast supporter of right-wing conspiracy groups QAnon, gave a speech at the Cornerstone Christian Center in Basalt, Colorado, on Sunday, claiming that the Constitution does not support a government free from Christian influence.
What about Jewish influence or Muslim influence or other influences? I'll tell you, the church that she wants controlling our government isn't the church I believe in, and so why should her church get to tell me what to do, and my own church can't?
That's the root of this, Joe. That's what we're dealing with.
It absolutely is.
Insanity. You know,
we know it's insane. You know, some of it is just literally insane. I know we're going to get into this, but all the stuff that is coming out of the January 6th.
Yeah, we're right definitely going to get into that after the break. We're going to get into that,
especially this past week. Anyone who believe whose religion leads them to believe in that. I don't want anything to do with it.
And you know, Joe, if you have a religion that believes in that, you should not go in the public saying anything. You should just nod your head, right? You don't want anybody to know.
Keep those thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
The former president, he could never do that. He could never keep his thoughts to himself. He confessed to everything he's done.
You know, I mean, that's at the root of this. If you've got those kinds of ideas about a religion you want others to follow that, and yet you put your thoughts out there, people are going to challenge you on that insanity.
I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what's at the root of it, Joe. But,
yes, it is.
But
well, and just basic misunderstanding of democracy. Yeah. They have no idea what we're talking about when we say the Republican Party is trying to destroy democracy. They don't know democracy. They don't understand democracy, and they don't want it. They don't want, you know, our school children to learn about the principles of democracy in school anymore. They want to take all that out of schools. Equality. We can't talk about racial equality in America anymore because that's a touchy subject. Yeah, it is, because we need to overcome religious and racial bigotry in America. And that's the number one thing we
which is the reason we had amendments to the Constitution in the first place. There have been amendments to address that, and yet we don't want to even go back to that.
Yeah,
you know, and exactly. I think, Joe, that these people really don't understand any of these things. Is it safe to say
you
that?
You know, I have an argument. You know my wife, Kit.
Right.
We have an argument that this all goes back to education. And I say, no, it doesn't really. We all know people who we went to school with. That education just rolled off the front of water. and so don't blame the school teachers. they are trying to teach all the students. Public education, everyone has a right to an education in America. But whether that, you know, gets to them or not, or they understand it, or they sit in the back of the room drawing on their hands, that's up to them.
Hey, Joe, we got to run to a break, man. It's so good to have you on the air. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Decorating your home is personal. You want your place to be unique. That's why you should check out Art and Framing 123 in downtown Waukesha. Discover home decor items from Treasury Hunter Ramona and original artwork by D.E., also known as Friday Night Live artist Dan Eng. Art and Framing 123 has a custom framing service for your diplomas, posters, packer certificates, images on canvas, photos, and more. Art and Framing 123, 311 West Main, across from the hotel. Let them know you heard about them on the Shaw.
Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad at the Minocqua Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit-flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice hard seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice hard seltzer.
For the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM. I'm Luke Mathers with your headlines. On Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers announced the allocation of more than $30 million in grants going to regional efforts to address workforce shortages in Wisconsin by addressing barriers to work, including housing, transportation, and child care. The funds were a part of the $130 million commitment the Evers administration made towards addressing workforce shortages around the state, with the latest announcement exceeding that goal and bringing the administration's investment in addressing workforce needs to $150 million for regional and local programs. The funds were drawn from the $2.5 billion Wisconsin received from the American Rescue Plan that was passed by Democrats in Congress and signed by President Joe Biden last year. A mix of sun and clouds throughout the day with winds up to 20 miles an hour and an expected high of 88 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms late with an overnight low of 67 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my really good friend, Mr. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist and radio personality and television personality. And you know who he is? He's Mr. Kit McNally. and he's from
there are people in the community who remember her very well for things that she did.
Well, you know, I'm one of them. and he presently resides in Charlottesville, West Virginia. And And so,
it's just Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. I don't know where I got that from. But anyway, I'm getting better, Joel. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Who do we have on the line?
We have Dave from Milwaukee.
Hey, Dave. What's going on? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl. For the people like CJ, who think that antiquated laws based on biblical law should be observed and enforced, I would like to remind him and others of let's look at the Witchcraft Act of 1604.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
The Supreme Court wants to put us back there. So,
So that was enforced for and laws like it in Massachusetts for almost 90 years. Okay, and this is what it states: if any man or woman be a witch, they shall be put to death. And as we know, the Salem witch. Witch trials, many, many hundreds of people were killed after being accused of being a witch. Most of them just didn't go to church, okay?
Yeah.
And that was enough to convict them, and many were burned at the stake. Now, this law was on the books for 90-some years. I mean, if we let this go, if we use that as, biblical law to influence our secular laws, should we be going back to that? I mean, that will be next.
Yeah, well, the one I've always been fearful of was the biblical law against eating shrimp. because I really like shrimp, and it's not as bad as being put to death for being a witch, but I still like to go out and get shrimp. So I'm absolutely agreeing with you. At the same time, like I say, we can allow those goofy people to believe any goofy thing they want, but we don't want them to impose their goofy laws and religions on us. It baffles me that they can't understand that, because they are the ones that want to violate laws to follow their religion. So we don't need laws on what religion you can follow. We do have to punish people whose religion somehow gets them to allows them to abuse children or even risk the lives of children. So we have intelligent people make laws that govern, when religion runs amok and allows you to harm other people. I've always taken a very broad view of religion, that the people have a right to believe what they believe, but that ends at the time you harm others. And when people say, do you believe in religion or not? I actually do. I grew up in a Disciples of Christ church, and it was a liberal mainstream religion. My wife always sometimes accuses of being a holy roller religion, but it wasn't. it was basically mainstream religious liberalism, and I don't necessarily expect everyone to follow my church. And I certainly wouldn't try to impose it on everyone by law, but it's just nonsense to me to wipe out religious choice in America, to wipe out the right to people to believe whatever they believe, including not believing in religion. I mean, that's democracy too. You don't have to impose religion on anybody. That should be everyone's choice.
So, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Joe, something strange happened over the last, week or so in America. So, Fox News, the first January 6th hearing, would not play live and would not cover that live. Are you aware that Fox 6 is now, Fox News is now covering the January 6th, what's the word I'm looking for?
Insurrection.
And now they've got people at Fox 6 News. They are forced now. They're playing the whole thing. And yet people who would swear by Donald Trump, especially people like Brett Baird, are now saying, hey, we can't support this Donald Trump stuff anymore.
Well, Brett Baird
has always been a fair guy.
He has always been a real newsman.
Right.
A good friend of mine actually was a Fox News anchor, and that was the son of Mike Wallace.
Oh, Chris Wallace, great guy.
He and I actually started out our careers together.
Really? What happened to you?
I'm joking,
Joe.
This is what I have to say about Chris Wallace.
Great guy.
I was with him. He was covering City Hall in Boston as a young reporter. At the same time, I was a young reporter in Milwaukee covering City Hall in Milwaukee.
Right.
And we met. We used to get together twice a year. There would be national city conventions, and one of them was the National League of Cities, and the other was the U.S. Conference of Mayors. And we would get together. And here's one thing I've always remembered about Chris Wallace. We were together during Watergate. When Watergate broke, you may remember that the Watergate case involved the burglary of the Democratic National Committee.
Yes.
Lawrence O'Brien was head of the Democratic National Committee, and it was his office in Watergate that the criminals that were part of a burglary ring run out of Richard Nixon's White House broke into to bug the telephones and to raid file cabinets, and Lawrence O'Brien was speaking to one of those national mayors conventions the morning after the break-in. And Chris Wallace and I were covering, Lawrence O'Brien responding to this. And let me tell you the reaction of the national reporters to Watergate immediately after the break-in. When Lawrence O'Brien, after he gave his speech, of course, he gave a press conference, and every reporter, including all the national reporters, were peppering him with questions. But let me tell you, Chris Wallace was offended that all of these old national reporters who were covering Watergate were not taking the break-in very seriously. It was a big joke. Lawrence O'Brien was joking about it. They were saying, "Well, doesn't this always go on in politics? You know, aren't political parties always pulling dirty tricks on the other political party? And why is this a big deal?" And they would say to Lawrence O'Brien, "Well, don't Democrats do that too?" And he laughed and said, "Well, if." It ever happened to Republicans, it must have been an inside job since they're the burglars." And everyone was just sort of laughing about it. And Chris Wallace was so offended by that. He said, "Don't these people know what's going on? Don't they know what a violation of democracy this is? Don't they know?" And he really was offended. And I've always been impressed with that, because here we were the youngest reporters there, and all of these grizzled, old political reporters were just joking about it. And he knew exactly how serious it was. And he clearly knew exactly how serious Trump was too.
So Joe, he covered that.
So now we're there,
and we've got to go to a break. But that's what we're going to be talking about. 844-967-2789. Joe McNally's on the line. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, award-winning journalist Joe McNally from Charlottesville, Virginia. You know, Joe, I was saying that people have finally, what has happened and what this committee has done is peel back the onion and peel back the veneer and totally exposed everything and the lies that have been going on ever since that assault happened. And so even though they were able, those on the right were able to push back the narrative of everything that we saw, it wasn't, at least there could be some question from the right on whether or not this was not true, but not anymore. And everybody sees it. But what bothers me about it, Joe, what bothers me about it is, in the face of all of that and seeing what kind of disgusting human being Donald Trump really is, what kind of low life he really is, and in the face of all of that truth, that people who still want to see him president of the United States.
well, that is not the majority of Americans.
Not anymore, right?
not anymore. Really, seriously. I am glad. I actually was not aware of how much Fox News may have been covering the hearings now, and it is. To me, is extremely good news if they are finally putting.
They are fully,
over the air.
They are,
and because that hearing, the Hutchinson hearing, was exactly what America needs to hear and needs to know, and the fact that I believe that when Donald Trump said he wanted to go to the Capitol, that it was just another Donald Trump lie. That, of course, he wasn't going to go to the Capitol because, you know, he doesn't want to risk his life.
Right.
but what I didn't realize was he knew that wouldn't be risking his life. He knew, and he did want to go because he wanted to lead an armed, violent mob.
The good people.
The Congress of the United States.
The good
to
people.
To murder members of Congress and to disrupt the counting of the electoral ballots. He actually wanted to. He was angry. He wasn't allowed to. And he knew how dangerous that mob was because he knew they were carrying AR-15s. They were carrying Glocks. They had all kinds of weapons. In fact, have you ever heard of a president of the United States who wanted a crowd around him that was carrying weapons? No, I haven't, except for this one, because he knew, and he said it out loud, according to this testimony, that I don't care if they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me.
Right.
They were there to hurt them. They were there to hurt police officers. They were there to hurt
elected officials
of the United States.
Yes.
Yes. And everyone on Fox News needs to hear that. They really do.
Well,
they have been kept so ignorant by this man. They have been kept so ignorant of everything that went on. And now it is out there in public, and there has to be a reaction to that in November. There has to be a reaction to that in 2 years. There has to be a reaction to that in every election until we get Republicans out of office who support that.
You know, Joe, you are right that now even many Republicans who supported Donald Trump, there's no way seeing all of this information, all of it, and it can't be disputed. And the only way to, that it's being disputed is Trump is saying, I didn't know that person.
No, he doesn't know any of them.
You know, and
well, how about this? He knows the person who said, "Let them in into my with all their weapons."
You know.
I remember which person that was, and I'm pretty sure he knows that person.
But Joe, I want to go back to earlier. You were talking about what took place with
Watergate.
And we remember how outraged the American people were, and we thought that was a huge deal, and Richard Nixon was forced to resign.
By Republicans.
It pales in comparison, Joe, to what these people did.
Yes. Murdering the Congress of the United States and police officers and beating them senseless and creating brain damage among them. Yes, it certainly does pale in comparison. And this is dangerous to America. It is dangerous to democracy. It is dangerous to our country. And every decent person in America has to realize that. I always try to make clear to everybody, we're not a 50-50 country. We're not. We're just not. There is a hardcore 30% of these violent, hateful, racist, ugly people that Donald Trump has unleashed to vote, not only to vote, but then to bring weapons to the Capitol to try to stop the peaceful transition of power, try to overthrow the election of Joe Biden. He did that, and he did it right out in public. And the fact that he's considered a possible candidate for president of the United States again is so outrageous. And the fact that the information is out there now and it's undeniable has to have an effect on this country. And it has to have an effect on the election in November, and it has to have an effect on every election until the Republican Party rids itself of these dangerous, violent people.
You know, Joe, they can no longer flip the script and say, Black Lives Matter, Antifa.
What if those armed people had been Antifa, like Trump and his supporters claimed they were? You think he would have said, "Let Antifa into my speech with all their weapons"? and then we're going to go over to the Capitol, and I'll march with Antifa.
Joe, and then to flip it around and say, well, Nancy Pelosi didn't protect the Capitol. It's her fault because
she didn't protect them from us. She didn't protect them from the armed mob.
I know.
The president of the United States wanted to, take to the Capitol to overthrow Biden's election.
Their defense is comical.
Except it's tragic. Of course, it's comical. His entire presidency has been a joke. His entire presidency has been anti-democracy, anti-America, anti every black and brown people and LGBTQ people and anyone who isn't a white supremacist hate monger. Those are his people. In fact, he called them that. He said, "Let my people in."
Yeah, yeah, he did. You know, Joe, it's still amazing to me. After all of that, it's amazing to me that happened in this nation.
Yes, it is.
It
should be amazing to every decent American, and they have to act on it. They still do have the right to vote, and they should use that right to get rid of every single Republican. And we know they're all over Wisconsin. It's every gubernatorial candidate running against Tony Evers. It's every attorney general candidate running against Josh Call. It is every Democratic
candidate. Joe, we got to go to a break. Be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.